Amor, amor, amor. You have been one of the biggest stars in the world. You've done it all. Why do you keep doing it?
You're thinking that I'm so old. No. No, I'm not pushing. If I will not be on a stage, I know I will die earlier. That's all. I will keep going until the limits, until I will not be able to reach the stage. The stage for me is what I eat, no? I don't have an age on a stage. But reality is the stage. Give me a youth that I never expect. I don't want to stop, for sure. I don't want to really say, okay, no more, no. That will be the people who said that, the public, you know, because I will never say no to anything because I love to sing.
You have toured to the farthest corners of the world in the last few years.
I played from Finland to China, all the countries in the world. I don't get confused when I go to Russia and I play Ukraine and I played Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, Romania, Polonia. I love to travel. I love the countries. I believe in non-frontiers. I don't believe in religions. I don't believe in races. By the way, I play Lebanon and I play Israel by the same day. Between that, I will have Romania. You will see that.
Is there any place you haven't performed?
India is the only country I never play. I don't know why I never play India.
From music to women, you...
I'm much better in music.
You were famous for once saying, I don't know if you said it or not, that you had to sleep with a woman every day or twice a day.
No. You know, let me tell you about that legend because it's very funny. It was 1975. I was in London. I was playing the Albert Hall 12 nights, I remember. And suddenly one day, one newspaper in the morning, my manager came to the room. I remember he threw a newspaper and said, Julio Iglesias and 3,000 women. After 5 minutes, I said, but listen, I think it's a great promotion. So we talk a little like this, and I said, don't say anything to say, enough. Because in a way, whatever we said is in the papers already. Julio Iglesias sleep with 3,000 women. So when they ask me that now so many times in television, when they say, Julio, it's 3,000 women, I said, that was in 74. Now it's a million. No.
Pop culture has changed so much. Pop music has changed so much. What do you think of all that?
You ask me, what do you think about the music? What I think that there is beautiful things, you know, when you listen to Mars or to listen to Timberlake or Beyoncé, for example, there is beautiful music. You ask me if I am a follower of that, I say no, because I don't have time anymore. You know, they ask me sometimes, Julio, why you don't drink the young, good wines? Funny question, eh? You know, when... You bought good wines in the 70s. Without, they don't have sugar now. They are perfect. Great wines you bought for $20, $30. Today is a fortune. And they asked me, why you don't buy the young wines? You know, there is a great wine here. And I said, God, I don't have time to drink the old ones. How I can take the young ones? Music is quite the same. Oh, more.